Good afternoon, everyone. It is 12:01, June 20th, 2024. This is a public input session on the Otter Tail Power Electric Rate Case, and that case number is PU-23-342. I don't know what we have for listeners or watchers online. No public is here in the room at this point, but maybe someone is still coming. The way, for people who are new to the process, we usually have the company kind of go through their rate case. And there's been a new find, and so the formal hearing on the case is going to be delayed because there's some new additional information, but I don't think it changes it so much that it would change anyone from the public's opinion. And so we decided to proceed since these were already announced and advertised. And so we'll do the public information, probably input session. Did either of you have any comments that you'd like to make before we kick it off? And then, to finish the explanation, then the company will walk through the case and explain it so the public gets a fresh perspective on where we're at. But Commissioner Fedorchak, did you have any comments? Commissioner Haugenhofer, you're the portfolio holder on this. Did you have anything you'd like to add?
I think you, Chair Crispin. I think you explained it very well. I just think, just to emphasize that this is the public input session, and hopefully we hear for those who have concern from the public to call in or come. Other than that, I have nothing further.
We will be having another one. Is it 5:30? At 5:30 this afternoon. If someone found that confusing, that's the same thing again. So if you listen to this one, you'll get the flair for what's going to be there. Just a different time of day opportunity for the public. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Randy, I'm sorry. Before you get started, Otter Tail, is there any way to know how many people are online?
Both.
Either.
Whatever. How many do we have? Okay. Thanks, Jason.
Sure.
Good afternoon. I am Jess Fury, Manager of Regulatory Proceedings. In this role, I have the privilege of managing our rate cases. Welcome to Otter Tail Power Company's North Dakota Rate Review Public Input Session. Please feel free to ask questions as we go, and noting I will pause at the end for questions. Let's start by sharing a little bit about who we are. Otter Tail is one of the very smallest investor-owned utilities in the country in the number of retail customers and retail revenues generated. We have a unique story to tell. Our mission is to produce and deliver electricity as reasonably, economically, and environmentally responsible as possible to the balanced benefit of customers, shareholders, and employees, and to improve quality of life in the areas in which we do business. As I mentioned earlier, we are a small investor-owned utility that serves customers spread across a very large, sparsely populated area in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota, as shown in the gray shading on the map here. We supply retail electric service to approximately 133,000 customers, including 59,000 North Dakota customers. We serve approximately 420 small communities and rural areas. We do not, however, serve Fargo or other large communities in the region, such as Grand Forks, North Dakota, or Moorhead, Minnesota. Our three-state, 70,000-square-mile service territory is roughly the size of Wisconsin. We are headquartered in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and are a subsidiary of Otter Tail Corporation, headquartered in Fargo, North Dakota. The average population of our communities across our service territory is about 400. However, in North Dakota, it's approximately 240 people. Jamestown is the largest community that Otter Tail serves in North Dakota and system-wide, with a population of approximately 15,800 people. We serve only two other communities with populations over 10,000. That's Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Bemidji, Minnesota. Both of them are roughly 14,000 people. Let's get into the main reason we're here today and talk about our request. Otter Tail's low rates reflect our efforts to control cost, execute on major capital projects, and more recently, sales growth. These factors have allowed us to both maintain low rates and avoid an earlier base rate increase. Rising costs, higher interest rates, and changes to our customer mix all contribute to the timing and the amount of our request. The North Dakota Public Service Commission established our current rate 6 years ago based on 2018 costs. Since then, costs we incur to provide our customers with energy and related services have increased and can no longer be offset by sales growth or reduction efforts, so it's time for the Commission to take a look at them again. Yes. November 2nd of 2023, we submitted an application with a 2024 forecasted test year seeking permission to increase our electric base rates. The proposed net increase at that time was approximately $17.4 million or an 8.43% increase. We've identified certain revisions to the calculation of our 2024 test year revenue deficiency. While revisions and refinements naturally occur in all rate cases, unfortunately, the refinements in this case result in a 2024 test year gross and net revenue increase that's higher than the amounts identified in our November application. We've conferred with the Commission staff and our sole intervening party regarding a forthcoming amended application. In this amended application, our revised net revenue increase is approximately $22.6 million, or 10.9% increase. The forthcoming amended application increases our original request by about $5.2 million, or 2.5%. We are not requesting any change to interim rates. If the North Dakota Public Service Commission were to approve the overall forthcoming amended request as filed, a typical residential customer's bill would increase by approximately $15 a month. A typical farm customer's bill would increase by approximately $38 a month, and a typical business customer's bill would increase by approximately $45 a month. The increase would be more for some customers, less for others, depending on the rate that they're on and the amount of energy that they use.
We'll just let you go and don't interrupt with questions on this part, but I could see this playing out on subsequent pages. From here on, are you talking about the newest ask?
Newest ask.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Our rates for electric service in North Dakota are among the lowest in the nation and have been for several years. Even after this rate case, our rates will remain among the lowest in the nation. We've accomplished this despite the challenges posed by being a very small utility and serving customers in a large, sparsely populated service territory with substantial capital expenditures. On this graph here, the bottom dark line represents Otter Tail Power, and the national average is the top dotted line. Even with our amended increase, our rates are 32% lower than the 2022 national average. So what happens next? due to these recent events and our upcoming amended application filing, this has caused some changes to the pre-established procedural schedule in this case. We want to provide advocacy staff and others time to review and respond to our forthcoming amended application. Therefore, parties have agreed to reschedule the formal hearings in this matter to the next available hearing dates. We continue to work with commission staff to set those new hearing dates, which will then determine the rest of the procedural schedule dates. And so you can see here the dates that were established. We have stricken those, and we will work to get those on calendars. Thank you for your time, and I'm available to answer any questions.
No, go ahead. Full disclosure, I'm like, this is one of my first public hearings.
Okay.
So
Input session.
So I was uncertain what we could ask, and I should have. That's on me.
Can you go into a little bit more about the drivers of this rate case?
I can. So the drivers for us are rising costs, higher interest rates, and then our change in the customer mix. So we've had some additional load growth in North Dakota, and so that change in the customer mix is what is driving this request.
And then it's pretty unusual.
It's pretty unusual for a case to get this far down the road and then this pretty substantial revision. Can you talk through what drove that and why we're seeing that $5 million increase in your request?
Yep. So through, we had identified a couple of items in our application in November that we had discovered while we were too far along in the application process, like to be able to unwind and get rate design and get our filing out the door. And that wasn't substantial. It was like $1 million. So we were like, okay, we'll just deal with that in rebuttal testimony or later in the process. As discovery came in and we started looking at some numbers, we determined that about $3 million of that $5.2 million increase was due to we upgraded our financial model that does our cost of service modeling, and some of the mapping didn't get done accurately through that upgrade. And so we were double crediting something. And so once that mapping got updated, then we were able to identify that we were double crediting about $3 million. And that was identified during discovery. So that's when we felt that, okay, this is probably substantial enough that we need to do something.
Okay. And your rising costs just across the board, rising costs?
Just in general, yes. Mm.
No big buckets of certain things?
Nope.
A lot of our...
Would you state your name?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
For the listeners.
Of course. Lauren Donofrio on behalf of Otter Tail Power Company. I'm one of the regulatory attorneys for the company. We've seen, as with in just about every business that requires construction materials and things like that, we've seen supply chain interruptions, and we have seen the outsized effect of inflation in recent years on the cost of those materials that we need to procure to maintain our system and to do any new construction. Our last rate case was pre-pandemic, and I think every time I go to the grocery store, I'm pretty aware of how much, prices for everything have gone up substantially, and unfortunately, that means that the prices that we pay for all of the things that our company needs to serve our customers have also gone up.
Mm-hmm. And for the listeners or viewers, most of our questions, we're just trying to give some high level things to help the listeners understand and prepare their own comments. This is not the extent of this decision on a big rate case. The commission will, we have our own staff of experts, and we will also have consultants, and there will be a multi-day formal hearing, but that's not for the public. You can watch, but that's for the experts to testify. But so please don't think that we make a decision based on this couple hours today. Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you have anything else?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to talk a little bit about your service territory, specifically, obviously, North Dakota, because you mentioned one of your drivers is the customer mix. Can you just give a more, not in-depth, but a little bit more detail in that as it affects North Dakota based on, you indicated, the average population in North Dakota is a community of 200.
Thank you. Good question. We did have one large data center customer come into the Jamestown area. And so that did increase, increase North Dakota's share of our costs, and of course it brought in some revenues too, but it increased the share of costs to serve our customers. And so I don't know that new data center brought a lot of new people to the Jamestown area, but it was, you know, it is part of Jamestown, which is the largest community that we do serve. Does that answer your question, or are you looking for a little more?
It's good to reference the data center that mm-hmm. came into the Jamestown area. Can you just talk a little bit about the other communities, rural communities? Are you seeing a decrease in population since your last rate case? And if so, kind of the impact that has, just a general.
We really haven't seen much of a decrease in population across our communities or our farming communities. But, you know, in addition to, I should say that our load growth has been fairly stagnant in the residential and farm areas. We're not losing population, but we're not gaining it either. But in addition to the data center, we have added several commercial loads throughout North Dakota, nothing on the scale of a data center, but we are seeing significant load growth in North Dakota in the commercial sector.
I just have one more question for now. No. We hear about change in weather patterns, climate change, whatever. Has Otter Tail, since your last rate case, been impacted by weather changes, or what would you say it's a contributing factor, weather conditions?
I do think that there has been some changes in vegetation management and the growth of vegetation management and what it takes to maintain that. So that's probably what I've seen. I would say that we've seen the most change in weather patterns is just the vegetation and then managing that vegetation on a schedule.
Okay.
Jason, I don't know how the term, how we turn this over for public comments, but I'd be open to hearing from whoever is on the line.
If any member of the public would like to comment, there's a couple ways you can join. Go on our website, psc.nd.gov, scroll down a little bit. There's the Otter Tail Electric information. You can click the link to go to the go-to meeting. Or a second option is calling in to the number on the screen and following those directions.
If someone signs in on GoToMeeting, will we see their picture come up?
Yeah, I can.
Not that we have to have their picture up, but just that we will know.
Oh, yeah, I'm on.
Okay. Staff, while we wait, because there's no public comments now, I wouldn't want to close out our opportunity quite this soon. Staff, did you have anything that you thought should be clarified?
I don't think so. I think the company kind of laid out what their ask is pretty well. As you stated earlier, you know, staff does a much deeper dive, hires experts, and goes through all the schedules in great detail and even requests, you know, hundreds if not thousands of pages more. So our review of the detail will come at a later date.
And one thing that, Jess, you went through that maybe wouldn't be so clear to most customers.
Sure.
You said something about the North Dakota's share of your costs.
Okay.
And so you were referring to that of your electric service. Your North Dakota customers pay the share that equals the amount that North Dakotans use, as well as same for South Dakota and Minnesota. But then each state might divvy out the rates differently and charge one class different than the other. Did I kind of assess that correctly?
You did a nice job of assessing that, yep.
And so then with the data center north of Jamestown, that's a large enough load that kind of switched that proportion.
Correct.
Not kind of. Did.
It did. Yep.
This is where the portfolio holder usually, you know, sings a song or something like that.
Right.
To spend a little time.
Those jokes.
All right.
As we wait for public comments a little bit.
That's a little
time. Well, we could say happy belated birthday to Commissioner Chrisman.
Yeah, I've had birthdays in the past.
Thank you. That's tomorrow.
Right.
Brandy was much more sneaky about it.
So these can be awkward at times. Because, you know, from our massive sneaky audience, you hate to have dead time, but also at the same time, you hate to just cut it off when maybe someone is just getting home and ready to call in.
Let us have it. I mean, in the past we've
kind of set a time where we think would be reasonable.
And then do we put that out on the website?
Well, I don't think we'd cut that. Like, if we got multiple callers, I don't think we would cut them off until, you know, later. But how would y'all feel about just kind of standing in recess until 12:45? Does that seem like a reasonable amount of time to wait?
It does to me.
We've done that in previous ones. Kind of that's what I was just going to suggest. Just kind of recess for 15, 20 minutes and...
Yeah,
come back online and see if anyone else has joined us.
So Jason says
we leave it on, though. Don't we?
Yeah.
Or not?
I guess my.
Why don't you leave it on? You know, maybe you can have like a slide like that on the video screen. We'll shut down our live broadcast, I guess, and the microphones. But just let us know if someone pops in, and we won't leave. We'll stay here and immediately reconvene if someone wants to provide comment.
Do you put something up in there if somebody comes to the slide saying
The microphones are still on, Jason.
We're still live, but there's no sound.
Okay. We'll reconvene our public input session for Otter Tail Electric rate case. The company kind of went through a background on the rate case proposal. Commissioners had a few questions for clarification, and we're going to do this again later this afternoon or evening at 5:30. But we've had no calls and no one online, and so we're gonna. I don't also want to just sit here for an hour and a half and use up either Otter Tail's people's time or our own people's time, because that costs the ratepayers and it costs the citizens. So we're going to close out this public input session, and we'll reconvene at 5:30. Thank you, everyone.